How many of you know God is just so, so good? He is so, so good, and I'm excited about this word this morning. And starting off this new series with this brand new year, and we're starting out with in the beginning. Somebody say, in the beginning. In the beginning. And no matter how we start, let's always remember who we are, y'all. Repeat after me. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ. Somebody say, having a new beginning. Brand new year, brand new mercies, brand new beginnings. And Brother Alpheus gave us a topic, bear a sheet. A head start on kingdom business. We're getting a head start on kingdom business. And y'all, how are we gonna do it? We're gonna begin with God. Somebody say, begin with God. Matthew 6:33 tells us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Somebody say, begin with God. Bear sheet is a Hebrew word that means in the beginning. Now, as we step into the new year, we are reminded of this word. We have those new philosophies. We're always starting something new. What do you call it? New Year's resolutions, new goals, new opportunities. We always think about the newness. And this year, or this time is us, for us to have our opportunity to start with kingdom business. And kingdom business for us means aligning our goals and actions with God's purpose from the onset. Somebody say, God's purpose from the onset. And scripture encourages us to be intentional. I love that word. Intentional, productive, proactive, and a new word, we're ready. And that's what Bereshit is about. It's the Hebrew word. And y'all, when I say I'm doing Hebrew light, we're doing Hebrew light this morning as we talk a little bit about in the beginning, very little. Bereshit is the first word in the Torah. The Torah are the five first books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And those five books are called the Torah. So this is what is unique about the Torah. The Torah is written in such a way that we can't understand it like reading it like any other book. And it also requires that we look deeply and question all of the texts, and that we allow the word to challenge us. Now, this is something that I didn't know about the Hebrew language, and I didn't take Hebrew. Pastor Katie does not do foreign languages. She speaks in tongue, and that's different. But in Hebrew, as well as in Greek, but specifically in Hebrew, every letter of every word has a purpose. Every dot, every space. I don't know if you can see the little lines over the word Bereshit, but every single sway, move, line, it means something. And I thought the English language was complex, but can you imagine knowing and learning and understanding what every single swiggle, dash, semicolon, dot means? But that's the way it is in the Hebrew language. And that tiniest detail can change the understanding of God's message for us. Isn't that powerful, y'all? Somebody say God is in the detail. And that detail is in that message, our divine message. And it may be something as simple as a dot. So how are we starting? And y'all, I love it whenever they keep it simple. And this right here is a very straightforward message for us this morning. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, of heaven, and all these things will be added unto you. Have y'all ever really thought about what that meant? I must say that if there was ever a scripture that I struggled with, start, stop, and I made it so complex. 2025, my brain came alive. Very simple. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, of God and his righteousness, three words, y'all. Start with God. 25 years for three words. Start with God. Bear sheet in the beginning. Where does it begin? The origin. We may not even have an actual thought, may not even have a full idea. When we think of the way life starts, life even starts as a dot. But everything has a beginning. The beginning, initially, however it comes to us, as many ways as there are languages, as ways that God creates so many things, that's how simply and basically it is. At the onset, no clue. That first and the things to begin with. How do we begin, y'all? I am saying this over and over because I really believe that this word is not only just for Katie today. But he wouldn't let me get past three words. Everything was three words, y'all. How we begin. Seek God first. The kingdom of God. All these things will be added unto us. Just keep starting with God. Seek God first. And start with him. Three simple things over and over again. I'm amazed, y'all. What three words can y'all come up with that sounds like bear sheet that's in the beginning? Always with God. Begin with God. Stay with God. Rely on God. With God's purpose. Everything with God. In the beginning, God. You know, as I'm standing here and I'm already nearing the end, y'all. Seriously, I'm already nearing the end and I'm like, is there more? You don't stretch it out whenever he won't give you no more to say. And our word for 2025, start with God. Start with God. Stay with God. I'm getting emotional up here because I think because we live in a world that is so complex that we have to have two or three different opinions, and each opinion has to have like a big one, the Roman numeral, then your Roman numeral has to have an A, and then your A has to have a 1, 2, 3, and then your 1, 2, 3 has to have an A, B, C, and then you have to have a poem, a story, and a joke. But God is saying for 2025, in order for us to be alive, Keep it simple. Start with me. I'm ready to have lunch. What am I going to do? Start with God. I never thought about how important starting with God is. Before you put your feet on the floor, start with God. As I open my eyes, start with God. When we realize, right after I take that first breath and realize I'm awake, when we realize we're awake, start with God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. We may not have a plan. Y'all, I have no plan this year. None. Start with God. Because Jeremiah tells us he knows the plans that he has for us. Oh, don't we feel like we have to have an agenda? Oh, we have to have a calendar. And then it has to be filled with things to do, things to think about doing, and things to remember doing. I believe God is calling us to a place to just start with him. Whatever our projects are, or as a brother Alfie says, whatever our kingdom business is, let's make sure it's God's purpose. God, what would you have us to do? Brother already said, pray. We are to three words, persevere in prayer. And we have three things to pray over, believe God for, and to stand and seek him for. The homeless situation, not just here in Seneca and Pendleton and the area, in the world. Isn't it amazing that we are the richest world, our richest place in the world, and we have homelessness like we do, and we have multiple billionaires, and we have something called homelessness. That is ironic. And we have domestic abuse. Where does it start? It starts in our heart. So we start with God, and we start with God in our heart. And that's God's purpose. And we have to make sure we allow God to tell us what that kingdom business is. Somebody say, God, what is my kingdom business? See, the business that God has for me, the business that God has for each and every one of us, even though we may be in the same household, we may be on different kingdom businesses, but we're in partnership. Amen. So we have to allow God to truly speak to us in the beginning, so that we can come together as one. Somebody say intentionally. We have to be intentionally and proactively. And I believe, because there's already too many things going on around us today, that it is so easy to get distracted and to be taken off by the three things: worry, stress, and fear. And worry, stress, and fear are fantastic friends to keep us from remembering to start with God. I remember waking up and my first thought was, how am I going to take care of this? I remember moving forward and going, how am I going to do that? By the grace of God, January 2025, in the beginning. Somebody say, in the beginning. He must want us to know in the beginning. It feels like that's what he needs for us to hear. In the beginning. And when we start in the beginning, Proverbs 16:13 tells us, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. Repeat after me. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Will be established. Commit your work. Three words: to the Lord. Wouldn't it be neat? We can go around just speaking in three-word sentences. Keep it simple. Trust in God. Start with God. Oh, remember God, Katie. Let us make this year one of kingdom of advancement. How do we advance in this kingdom? Start with God. Start strong. Start intentionally. Hold up. What you doing for lunch today? Hold on. Let me ask God. May seem kind of simple, and he may have already told you before you got started what it's going to be, but we never know how we are going to be a CIA agent for him. We may be invited to bless somebody with lunch. We don't know what God has just to give somebody a smile, just to give a hug, just a nod. We have no idea what the supernatural purpose of the kingdom is behind what it is that God has for us to do. But our word for 2025, somebody say, start with God. And we can't go wrong. Repeat after me, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, stand to y'all feet. Somebody say, short and sweet. Ooh, I love it whenever you show up and you just don't know how. Isn't he good? Let's give our Father a hand clap of praise this morning. He is the King of glory. He inspires us to persevere in prayer. Our God is good. And his goodness is running after us. And brother, once more and again, we are on point. You sang the last song, and I wondered how we were going to be in sync. Exceedingly and abundantly, above all we could ask or think. Somebody say, God is able. That's why we start with God. Somebody say, bear a sheet in the beginning, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the simplicity of your word. Thank you for just being so much more than God. Good orderly direction, great omnipotent deliverer. You are our God, our Father, our healer, our provider, our inspirer. You are our partnership in kingdom business, our partner in business for your kingdom. Lord, whether we have a plan and whether the plan is on the way, help us to remember, start with God. Whether we feel a little nervous or whether we feel completely confident, wherever we stand, help us to remember, seeking first means starting with you. Seeking first, start with you. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, of God means start with God. Ask God first. Ask God in the middle. Ask God in the end. Help us to remember that no matter where we are, no matter how we are beginning, whether we're beginning in the middle, whether we're beginning at the end, whether we're beginning again and again and again, wherever we begin, help us to remember you are our beginning. You are our end. You are our Alpha. You are our Omega. And for this, we say thank you. Bereshit. And we thank you for letting us begin with you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.